who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. All right, we got Tyshire's Tower of Trivia, the segment that has taken the nation by storm. Coming up at the bottom of the hour. But until then, we're going to go back to the NBA and maybe a little bit of high school and minor league and college basketball for that matter. Because Kevin Durant was on his podcast, The Etceteras, and he was talking about LeBron James' son, Bronny James, who has become a great high school basketball player, McDonald's All-American. And looks like he's going to join his dad if his dad remains in the NBA at some point. But anyway, KD was talking about Bronny and whether he should go to college or to maybe, you know, the G League or Overtime Elite or any of these minor leagues that now are getting some of the top players. And here's what he said.
There's still some amazing talent in college right now with so many different routes, the OTs, going overseas, guys going to Australia, all of that stuff is cool, but still going to college, I feel like that's a great route because it's still on a big stage. You still got to show who you are on that big stage, and the tournament is still a huge thing.
I think we're going to see Bronny in college. I'm excited to see that.
I would love to see Bronny in college instead of going the other route.
Disappearing for a year.
Yeah, disappearing basically. That's really what it is. I want to see Bronny I want to be in real time, see what he's doing and follow his journey. But yeah, because when you go to OT and Ignite and you just go away for a year.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. I doubt that that's going to be the route. I'm not sure. Because
What?
Going college? To college for sure? Is that? I know that he's been recruited.
Yeah, he can't go straight to the NBA.
Right. I know, but I'm saying, but he could go to one of these other things and make money right off the bat, right? If he's
Thing Bronny James don't need is money.
No, I'm just saying, but he still has his own life, though, at some point.
Rob G, has there been any indication that he might go to one of these other leagues? I haven't heard anything.
Not as of yet, but at the same time, there's not even an official finalist for colleges that he's been. All of the colleges that are being reported are guesses, according to all these websites. They say, hey, we think that it's these three teams.
LeBron and their family's not going to be saying anything.
But doesn't he want to go? I mean, I'm just saying.
It seemed like Ohio State was
That's what I was just going to mention. Yeah. Ohio State, that might be a place playing the Big Ten. But, yeah, I mean – I hear Kevin Durant sounds like being sentimental and that kind of thing. And I know he played at, Texas?
Texas, yeah.
So, yeah, for him. But a lot of other people just haven't gone that route. And I don't know if college has the same weight. I mean, sure, if you want to go for experience for 6 months and go on campus and do that, or do you just feel like if you're good enough, you don't have to do it? It all depends on you. And because you're not trying to stay there longer than 1 year or one season. So I'm going to guess and say that he does not do it ultimately.
Really? So you think he'll go to G League or overtime elite or something like that? I think, first of all, let's clear this up, because one thing KD and his co-host said was that if Bronny went to one of these leagues, Rob, that he would disappear for a year. I don't think so. He's LeBron James's son. I think if he went to the G League or overtime elite, that his stuff, now it wouldn't be the same, attention that you might get from college, but I think he would get tons of attention.
No, I think so, because there are people, Chris, there's two factions. Is he going to do well, and is he going to stumble? You know what I mean?
Right.
There are eyes who will want to see what he's doing. And so I'm with you. I don't think it would be like
– that's not an issue. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I do – if it's easy for me to say, but I feel like if I were in his shoes, I probably would go to college because, I mean, we went through college, Rob, 4 years. I think the college experience is fantastic.
And I love college, but his dad didn't go to college.
Well, but he can't go straight to the NBA. I'm sure if he could have went to the NBA, he would have went to the NBA. Bronny, I'm talking about. That's not an option for him. And I know his college, he'll only be there for a year, presumably, assuming he does well. But you can have a lot of fun in a year. And his college experience will be different than most people's, including ours, because he'll be an elite athlete and he'll be, it's more structured around him with the basketball program and all that. But you still, to some degree, can be a student and have fun and just be with your friends and people, meet new people on campus. Those are great experiences. And I also think they're not essential for the socialization process, but it can help some people. And so those are some of the things I would talk to Bronny about if I were like LeBron, and LeBron didn't experience that himself, but Rob, here's the thing, some of the things he's got to weigh. If you go to overtime elite or the G League or something like that, you can work on your game constantly. You don't have the interference of class. You're not graduating anyway. You're not only going there for a year.
You're just going there.
And not even maybe that, right? You might be in class for 4 months and then, stop going, as a lot of players do that know they're one and done. So you don't have that distraction. You can, in NCAA, there's a limit, Rob, to how much you can work, right, with your coach. You don't have that issue. You can work constantly on your game. And I think the coaches – now, the games are somewhat similar, college and pro. But, Rob, the coaches in these other leagues, I do think they're coaching you in a way that is more similar. They're coaching you in a game that's more similar to the NBA style. Right. They're coaching you, instead of just winning a national championship and doing it the coach's way, that's not really an issue in those leagues because they're trying to prepare you for the NBA versus winning some type of championship.
See, yeah, and that's the other thing. What are you really trying to do? College basketball, to me, Chris, is overcoached and over-officiated. You know what I mean? You got to do what if you're coming here, you got to do what I want you to do.
These legendary coaches, for sure.
Yeah, that's what they want you to do no matter what. So that's something you have to deal with. I think getting the coaching to get to the next level is important. And, yeah, I would be surprised if he goes to Ohio. Ohio State's no college basketball powerhouse anymore.
No, that would be interesting. And Rob,
Dennis Hobson was a high pick, Chris, from Ohio State.
And didn't get anything done. Jim Jackson
did win a championship.
Was their best player.
Jim Jackson, too.
If I'm remembering correctly, Michael Redd came out. Michael Redd probably was the best player out of Ohio State in ages, decades. Jim Jackson was better in college and started out his pro career in tremendous fashion, but then got hurt and, you know, still had a long, successful career, but didn't become the superstar people thought he would, in large part because of that injury to his ankle. But here's the downside though, Rob. And look, if you go to college or the G League or whatever and don't play well, it's gonna hurt you, right? But I think, Rob, you have a better chance of playing well in college than in the G League. Now, there's talk now that this kid, obviously Victor Wembanyama, is going to be the Gesundheit. I'm surprised you didn't say that.
I know. I was waiting on it.
Victor Wembanyama from France, the 7'3", 7'4". They're saying now, I think they're saying he's 7'5", or whatever. But, you know, he's going to be the number one pick. And Scoot Henderson, point guard, who went to the G League, has been presumed to be the second pick. And he's a great player for his age. But there's now talk, Rob, that Brandon Miller from Alabama has surpassed him in many GM's eyes.
Really?
And will be the second pick. Yeah, and Scoot will be third. Because, Rob, this is the truth. When you go to the G League, you're playing against men, grown men. Like dudes that are, you know, they are fully grown and they are playing for their livelihoods. And they see a young kid with a big name and they know I can make my name off this kid. If I outplay Bronny James, if I outplay Scoot Henderson, I can, you know, get some of these scouts to look at me.
If he struggles in college, though, how much does that
hurt? I think it hurts either way. Right. My point, though, is that I think you have more of a chance of struggling maybe struggling is too strong.
Yeah, yeah,
but
you know what I mean.
Not playing great,
right?
Not playing great, not being dominant, not looking like, you know, some superstar. I think you have a better chance of doing that in the G League than you do in college. Because college, you're still playing against guys your age.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think that's a risk. The G League, right? You know this, right? They got some ballers. People will try to mock it. Oh, they can. Nah, those dudes can play. And again, they're grown. They're not 18. They're not 19. Their bodies are filled out. And again, they're playing to put food on the table. So that's something you got to watch out for, too.
Real quick, you mentioned Michael Redd at Ohio State. They have a list of the top 50 basketball players at Ohio State.
Ever?
Michael Redd is number 7. You ready? The list?
Yeah. I bet he got to go way back to get 7, 6 of them ahead of him.
Yeah.
Jim Jackson probably ahead of him.
Jerry Lucas was number 1.
Right. 60.
Okay. Dennis Hobson was number 2. You know he's all-time leading scorer.
Okay, so they're not going on pro performance.
No. This is just like who played for Ohio State and
right.
The best.
Jerry Herb Lucas Williams would be number 1.
You remember Herb Williams for the Knicks?
Yep,
he played.
Yep.
Herb Williams was 3. Kelvin Ramsey was 4. Evan Turner, Chris, who had a good career at Ohio State. Evan Turner was 5. And number 6 was John Havlicek. Then came Michael Redd. And then came Jim Jackson.
Jim?
So Jim Jackson was 8. Michael Redd was 7.
All right, here's what I'll say. The best of that bunch is obviously John Havlicek.
John Havlicek.
If we're talking about NBA, second best would be Jerry Lucas. And I think third is Michael Redd. And then fourth is Jim Jackson. Would you disagree?
Yeah. No, probably. Yeah.
I mean, but if they just going by Ohio State career, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think Dennis is the all-time leading scorer, so I see why he's second.
Right. I get that. But to your point, that's not a powerhouse. And, Rob, that's the thing, too. I mean, you can look at this so many ways. If you go to a powerhouse, you know, and your numbers might not be as good because your teammates are better, right? You can go to Ohio State and you'll be the show and your numbers will be huge. Or you go to a powerhouse, yeah, your numbers might not be as good, but they're good. They're solid, 15 points a game, whatever. You're the leading scorer, second leading scorer. You get to the Final Four, right? You're on national TV every weekend and you look good because of that. Or you go to a lesser program where you're the show and maybe you can't be the show. Right. Maybe you struggle as the show, right? You know, so there's a lot for him to weigh. I like I said, for various reasons, I kind of like the college route. But I you know, I'm not going
to. But you would understand if he didn't go. Because
definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
I totally understand. Totally understand, no doubt. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Should Bronny James go to college or go to semi-pro route, which a lot of top young players are doing now, G League, Overtime Elite, et cetera, et cetera. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. The draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live within the moment fantasy football reactions to all the first round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Is this too close for comfort?
Yes, sir.
That was a pretty decent show. I used to watch that.
Remember that? That was Ted Knight, Chris.
Right. I mean, I got to be honest, Rob. Back in the day, I kind of watched all the sitcoms. You know what I mean?
Did.
If it was on,
Chris,
I watched it.
I'm with you. Well, we didn't have 500 channels
right,
that we didn't watch.
Right. It was like, hey, you know, this is what's on. Okay, we'll watch. All right. 877-99 on Fox.
How do I look?
I like the background, Rob. That's
right?
Dope. Yeah, so they sent you that?
Yeah, Scott awesome. And Curious, they got it together for me. I think rather than seeing the kitchen, I think it's good for our, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, I think that's hot.
I think it looks good.
That's even better than mine. I mean, mine, you know, I mean,
yours
corner,
is off to the
so
side.
You, right, right.
So you, but still, yeah, you can see it, and I think
right.
That's good for us as we continue to do the videos.
Yeah, yours
YouTube.
Is dope. Yours is dope. So, all right, look, at the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Your turn to weigh in on Bronny James. You think he should go to college or to one of these minor leagues before going to the NBA? 877-996-6369.
All right, Nate in Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nate?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
I think he should go to college. You know, he's still a kid. He can learn the experience. You know, 10 years, I'm 30 years old. 10 years ago, I didn't choose to go to college. I should have, but things happen and, you know, God has different ways to tell somebody to, you know, not do things. But I still think he should go to college, get experience. I met my wife, 10 years ago whenever I decided not to. I waited a little bit, went to college, and I met my wife. You know,
right.
he could find whatever he wants at college.
Nah, I'm with you. I think one thing, Rob, that I tell, like, you know, not star basketball or football players, but kids that are, you know, going to college or contemplating. Now, this is just my opinion. Different strokes for different folks. But I say live on campus. Because when
you
live
you
on campus.
It, yeah, if
right.
You can afford
yeah,
it,
if
right.
you can't. But, you know, a lot of some kids commute. Some kids want to commute. They live at home with their parents.
Chris,
my feeling is if you live at home with your parents and you go to college, you're getting the education, but you're missing out on all the fun. Like, it's like being in high school, not even no high school. You don't have the community that you had in high school.
Right.
And the thing about college is, yes, you have classes that are hard and studying and all that, but you have the other stuff, the socialization,
wait,
the social life that makes it all fun. You know
what
I mean?
Are you ready for this? This is a true story. I didn't apply to any schools in New York City when I was graduating high school.
Because you would have went to –
Because I didn't want to. Because I didn't want – I wanted to go away. Do you know what I
right.
mean? Like, I just – I didn't – because if I applied and got accepted, you know what I mean? It was a city school or whatever. Then, you know, you get talked into the economics of it. And I was just like, I don't want to go
so
to school.
So you think you would have lived at home and gone – like, say you went to St. John's.
Yeah, you know what I mean, or something if I would have gotten
not,
in.
To me, that's just
the only
like,
school I did in New York apply for was Syracuse. But it was too expensive at that time. We couldn't
You wouldn't
it.
Have lived at home in Syracuse.
No. Yeah, Syracuse was the only one that I applied
away.
That was
right.
in New York State.
Right.
You know what I mean? But all my schools were out of state because I wanted the experience, and I went to Connecticut. Wasn't that far. And it was great. I loved Southern Connecticut. I did.
I only went – my college, Oberlin, was 40 minutes, 45 minutes from where my parents lived.
Right. You still could have lived at home
still,
if you really wanted
nah,
it to,
yeah,
right?
I'm
saying if you wanted to,
think.
But that's not
right.
what you wanted.
And I looked at schools that were closer, but I still would have lived on campus. You just
right,
got to get away. It's a good time to grow. And okay, good call.
Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
he should go to college, in my opinion, because, like, because of who he is and his dad, no matter what he does in college, it's going to be viewed bigger than it actually is. Like, if he plays, like, good, I think it'll be viewed as he played great. If he was great, it'll be like, oh, my God, he's, like, definitely the number of picks.
And
like
if that. He played poorly, it would be what?
That's a good point, though.
It'll still be viewed as he was a little better than poorly, no matter what he does. Okay. It'll be a little
that's
better.
That's interesting. That's an interesting – I hadn't really thought about that. I don't know, right? I mean, I think he might be right in that it's going to be magnified. So if he's great, it will be amped up. Like, oh, my gosh, he's phenomenal. If he's good, oh, my gosh, he's great. But it could be magnified the other way, too. If he's just so-so or average,
right.
It could be, oh, man, he
ain't even playing with the elites. He's playing right. with the guys who go to college who aren't even – Chris, right. on par to the next level. Like yeah. You want to be compared where if you go to the elite and you're a young guy and some of these other guys, it might not look as bad, but here, because, you know, you're paying for money and people are trying to do all this stuff. But it's not an easy decision. I don't think it's easy.
Nah, it isn't. It isn't at all. All right, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia is next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that's sweeping the nation, even though I've heard we've had some rough weeks the last couple. We're going to get back on track.
Somebody's running
what
off
are you
at
trying
the
to say? Somebody's dropping their dimes?
I've heard that we had a question where the answer was in the question. I've heard we've had ones where Alex was hosting his own segment. So
that's very
we need
true.
To get back on track here.
It's been a struggle,
Rob.
I've
been on a major role. I've been on a major role.
No, he hasn't.
Too.
Steve DeSager said next time I'm out, he wants to host because he has some great questions for Alex. That's what I've heard.
No, Steve, you'll ask me crazy
really
going
to challenge your knowledge here.
In 1925.
But in any event, this segment, star of this segment, you heard the Golden Tones, the king of Weeb Nation, the captain of Shallow Oceans. Check out both of his podcasts. Check out his TikTok. Check out his Instagram. There's no nudes. I checked. None other than Alex Tyshirt.
That you know of. That's on the OnlyFans side.
You got more titles than Apollo Creed.
Well, I mean, you got to take over the world, CB. You know how that goes.
Wow.
And yeah, check out the TikTok before it's gone, because apparently they're trying to get rid of all that in here, so we'll see how that goes.
All right.
Got more jobs than Rob Parker. But in any event, it is opening day of March Madness, so who better than to have a theme of Coach K, the winningest coach in college basketball history, according to several metrics. So let's get to it. I flipped the coin during the DeSager update. Rob Parker gets question number one. Let's get to it. Now, in addition to coaching at Duke, Coach K also coached Team USA basketball for a hot minute, including that famous redeem blank in 2008.
All right, Alex, you ready?
I'm ready, Rob. Thanks for asking.
I got the new backdrop. I'm feeling good and frisky, like I'm going to win
Will
this.
You ask
Rob, that's a lot of words.
Give me a All
right.
That's You're a trying lot of to words. Give hints in there. I know you.
Oh, Alex, look at the background color.
Right. That's
Check right. Check your phone quickly. Okay.
That's right. Okay. Unit?
Group?
That is incorrect. No perfect game today.
Squad. Squad. All right, he heard you. Squad.
Crew?
That is incorrect. Defensive struggle here in Tyshirt's Tower.
Give me
trivia.
The question again.
My
Coach
goodness.
K, Coach Team USA Basketball, including the redeem blank in 2008.
Redeem blank.
Okay. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Think really hard, Alex. Okay.
Hey.
Right, sorry, I was thinking harder there.
All right, here we go. This is so easy.
You guys are the Houston Astros.
One word.
All right, here we go.
Easy, how difficult, anything.
I'm right.
Dance.
Off?
That is incorrect.
Oh, God.
Chris, with the last chance to steal. Otherwise, right, we move on to level
two.
Steve DeSager just shaking his head in disgust in there.
All right, come on, Alex. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready. I just don't know what this is.
All right.
Okay. Club dance. Floor?
That is incorrect.
Let's go another round. Go ahead, Rob.
You know you can't.
Because I got a good
okay.
one.
No, no. What are you talking about? It's done. It's
what
done.
We need to make a new.
Just give your clue. It's not going to count.
Give your clue. Give your clue. It's not going to count.
But go ahead. What would your clue
Lakers?
Be?
Lakers?
Los Angeles?
Nope.
That was a good clue. That was terrible. Just a team.
The word
it's
we were
team.
Looking for was team. The redeemed
team. Oh, team. Got
yep.
it.
Yep. All right. Back to Chris. 0-0 through round one. It's a pitcher's duel. Speaking of the Olympics, people forget Coach K was also an assistant on the 1992 blank team.
All right, Alex. Think hard.
Thanks, Chris.
Put on your thinking cap.
All right, let me put it on right now.
All right, here we go.
That's a great impersonation, by the way.
Nightmare?
Question again?
Okay. The 1992 blank team.
Nightmare.
Saying the word several times is not going to help.
Dream?
That is correct.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I was trying to
get
think
the
there.
You can say dream, but you can't get team. What the heck?
I was thinking too hard.
Shout out to Dave Trump, by the way. That was the last time Rob got really
Dave
agitated.
Trump.
When he's like, who the heck is Dave Trump?
Yes, I was like, what?
Shout out to Dave Trump.
All right, here we go. Level number three, Rob Parker down 10-0. Back in the 60s, Coach K played his college ball under Bob Knight at blank.
Navy?
Army?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Let's go, Rob. Don't 10-10. Lose faith.
How did he get such
I'm not
an
losing
easy
faith.
One.
That was easy.
How
that
he
was
get
good.
Such an easy one.
Level number four, the Coach K edition of Tiger's Tower of Trivia. Back to Chris. Coach K actually lost the final game of his coaching career. It was last year in the Final Four against
I remember that.
Duke's
I love that. Oh,
arch
sorry,
rival, God. North blank.
I don't know if I'm ready for
ready?
This one. I don't know. This sounds
all right.
Tough.
Here we go.
Okay.
Charlotte.
How many times have you said he's not good at geography, and you
Charlotte?
Insist on using cities and states?
Okay.
And,
is this Carolina?
That is correct.
Rob G, you keep killing my clues.
Alex has not.
And I'm running
Alex,
away
have you
with
not
it.
Said
it's
that geography
route.
Is not your
I'm
strong
terrible.
Suit?
I'm terrible. I'm terrible.
You got to get into the mind of Alex Teichert.
I'm the guy with instructions. You tell me, like, if I went over the train tracks, I went too
all
far.
All I know is it's a bloodbath.
All right, this one is so obvious.
I'm heading
it's difficult.
To victory.
I'm telling you that right now.
Speak for yourself.
Level number five over to Rob Parker, down 20-10. Coach K and Duke won back-to-back titles in 91 and 92.
Really?
With a team headlined by Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley, and get this, Grant Blank.
Sounds like a good team.
All right, you ready, Alex? You ready?
Rob, I'm going to try not to let you down, so yes.
Okay. Ant?
Hill?
That is
yeah!
Is it really?
There you go, Alex. See,
that is a horrible
That was
clue.
Rob getting in the mind of Alex Teicher.
That was a horrible
He
clue.
Couldn't say, like, Tyreek or anything like that, because Alex is not a sportsman.
I don't
you
know.
I was going to say Mountain.
Right.
How about
Anthill?
Mountain? Would you have gotten
Mountain?
That?
I don't know. That would have been a little bit tougher. Right, I kind of just think what pops
but
in my head first.
Anthill.
Yeah, Anthill. That pops in.
We're all tied
and
up.
And if he was black, he would have said Aunt Hill.
Aunt Hill. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's got to be racist. All right, level number six. Coach K, we're all tied up. Has been in the Final Four 13 times.
Really?
One more than legendary UCLA coach Blank Wooden.
Huh.
Oh,
that's a lot of right. times. How many did they win, though?
Why don't you read it to him again, Rob G?
Coach K has been in the Final Four 13 times. One more than legendary UCLA coach Blank Wooden.
Blank Wooden. Okay.
But Rob, how old
right,
is Bill
Alex,
Rafferty?
Bill Rob
Rafferty
said,
must be
80-something
years old.
I need you to think.
Okay.
I need you
I'm
going to
put
think.
The cap back on. I took it off, Chris.
Okay. Legend.
What's a legend name?
Legend.
Give me the last part of the question.
Don't overthink. UCLA coach Blank Wooden.
Michael?
That is incorrect. Rob Parker with a chance to steal the Coach K edition of Tyser's Tower at Trivia. Legendary UCLA coach Blank Wooden.
Elton?
John?
That is correct.
Yeah!
Oh, I'll my give you that
one.
Goodness.
That's a good one.
We
That's
have a change Google, though. At the
No, Google. I'm not on Google. No,
Famous
I didn't.
Johns.
I know Elton Jew.
He's looking
Elton
in John. His phone.
I know music, so that was a good clue.
There we go.
Yeah, you don't know music because John Legend.
29.
Oh, Legend.
20.
Well, that was confusing. I was thinking of Legend.
This is my chance.
I think Chris forgot that Alex is a white.
You know John Legend.
We just playing.
I do know that. John.
Here we go.
The racist.
That's got to be racist. Last one. Rob Parker, if you get this one, it's over. If not, Chris gets a chance to tie. Chris cannot win anymore. Here we go.
We have to have a tiebreak.
Coach K has produced 3 number one overall NBA draft picks out
Good
of Duke.
Him. Good for him.
Elton Brand, Kyrie Irving, Rob, and Blank Williamson.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Williamson's.
Williamson. All right. Let's see.
What do you think?
Here we go.
All right. I'm ready when you are.
You ready?
I think I'm ready, but we'll find out.
Ready?
Rob, I'm even readier now. Thank you.
Will you say
Never the clue? Been more ready.
Time is ticking.
Okay. Wait, hold on. He's not ready anymore. Hold on.
All right. I'm ready. Here we go.
Okay. He's back.
Look at him in Google. He all up in Google.
Okay, that took too long. I'm not ready now.
Here we go. I'm ready.
I'm not ready now.
All right. National?
National? What are you saying? Question again?
Who knows? Just move
former number one overall pick, Elton Brand, Kyrie Irving, and Blank Williamson.
Anthony?
That is incorrect. Mm. Chris with a chance to tie. What? Otherwise, Rob wins.
All We're right, looking here for we go, Alex.
Blank I'm ready for a better Williams. One. Come on, Chris.
Mount.
Doom. Olympus? Mount?
That is incorrect, which means Rob
if
Parker.
I, hold on, one more.
Wait, no, you don't.
It's all over. It's
Jewish.
All over.
No,
I know it
Where's
won't
my
count,
music?
But Jewish. Jewish, Alex? Would that be it?
No.
I was looking at Zion National Park.
If he
called Zion, he might have got Mount Zion.
Oh, yeah, that's
Mount
a good
Zion
one.
Church. Everybody knows that? The Mount Zion Church. Huh? That might be right. That was pretty good. Mount Zion.
All right, we'll be back. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Rock with me, Rob.
We ain't rocking. iCouple Fox Sports Radio. We'll be back.
Alex, look at my backdrop.
I said we'll be back.
Look at my backdrop, Alex.
I got no pants on.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the off season.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, and we are wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday. That what you heard right there was the progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob, you brought it up with Eddie House and maybe even Kerry Kittles as well. The Lakers' decision not to play Anthony Davis last night cost them. And, I mean, I think they'll still make the play-in. But,
you know, everybody's... If it comes down to one game, Chris, it's going to be... You're going to look back at that game. I'm serious.
No doubt. And I think one of the strongest things of this, themes of it, if you will, is Darvin Ham... And the players, Jared Vanderbilt talked about it. They talked about not having any intensity, not playing with the requisite sense of urgency. Well, don't you think that holding out your best player when he's not having any pain is kind of sending a message? I know they didn't want to send that message, but it's sending a subliminal message of, we got this. I mean, they're the freaking Houston Rockets. They're the worst team in the league. We don't even need AD. I mean, don't you? I think that sends a little message.
I get it. You're asking them to have a sense of urgency, but we're down the star player, and the second star player is not playing tonight.
Right.
That's a sense of urgency that we need to win.
And we're deciding to do that.
And right. We've made that
He's
decision.
Not even, right.
He's not. He doesn't have a tweaked knee or something, or he felt, or he got the flu, or it's something where you say, wow, he's got a tweaked knee. We don't want to play around with that. Okay, I get that. But you're just sitting him after he had a big night the night before, and these same Houston Rockets just beat the Celtics, Chris, two nights
right.
ago. Let's
right.
not.
They're playing to be spoiler.
Right.
They've actually won four of their last seven games.
But guys are playing for jobs, too, Chris. You know, this end of the year. Like, you want to finish strong. People remember and say, that kid didn't quit.
Yep. Absolutely. And, Rob, I'm sorry. Like I said, AD's played six straight games. And I get it. It's a different game because it's a back-to-back. But, Mike, I mean, he's not feeling pain.
He's a young guy, Chris.
He just turned 30 on Saturday.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, this is what it's become, where we are treating players with such kid gloves.
He's in the prime of his life, Chris.
The back-to-back is going through, like, it's the most strenuous thing you can put your body through. Oh, my God. You can't expect him to play back-to-backs. Oh, my gosh. And to your point yesterday, I think it was, you made it. You couldn't have put him in uniform just in case? Right? You don't even have to start him. You could start him, play him the first. Yeah. Play him the first quarter or so. Hopefully you build a big lead. Or even you just have him sitting there. And if you find yourself in a battle in midway through the third quarter, Rob, you can put him in.
Right.
But no, you know, that would maybe hurt your numbers. I mean, that's the culture of the NBA. I'm not even going to blame that one on AD. Now, Eddie House was right, Rob. AD could put his foot down. And be like, oh, well, look, y'all.
Those guys are going to tell him he can't play, Chris.
No doubt he could have put his foot down.
If he goes to Darvin Ham, I'm playing tonight, dude. We need to beat Houston. What is this?
If we get up big, you could take me out, and I'll wait until, you know, see if you need me anymore.
Right.
But to your point, a lot. It's just the culture, Rob. I don't even think teams, not just a player sitting there saying, man, shoot, I ain't about to go out there and play 12 minutes and score 10 points. I average 25 a night. I got to keep that up. I'm trying to make all NBA. I don't even think teams think that way, Rob. Right? And you think any teams are even contemplate, you know what? Let's send him out there. He'll play, you know, a quarter. And if we don't need him anymore, he'll rest.
No, they don't think like that. There's no way they think like that, Chris. They won't do it. They're so worried about his stats. They won't do it.
Yeah, it's just, look, something's got to change. And we know we're talking about the Lakers and their chance to make the playoffs. But just the league, man, this has to end, Rob. This has got to end. It's just ridiculous. You want people to pay attention to your regular season, but you treat it like it don't matter? Come on. All right, it is the iCouple. I'm Chris Broussard. He is Rob Parker. This was a TV theme song Thursday. We're signing off. But don't you dare touch that dial, because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. And they bring heat!
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.